Welcome to the CXR Channel, our premier podcast for talent acquisition and talent management. Listen in as the CXR community discusses a wide range of topics focused on attracting, engaging, and retaining the best talent. We're glad you're here.
So I'm here with Christina Coyle from McDonald's, who has been involved in some really interesting projects at McDonald's the last couple of years, quite innovative kinds of things. So, Christina, really just three questions. The first is, what excited you about McDonald's that made the decision for you?
Well, McDonald's is a brand that we all know and love and have fond memories of. Also, I've always adored high volume recruiting, where you got the complexity, not so much about specific role requirements, but the location, rural, urban, suburban, along the highway, all different types of locations pulling in.
You are the first person to ever tell me that they've always admired high volume retail recruiting. That's wonderful.
I have. Most of my career has been high volume, be it, you know, retail stores for AT&T Wireless or Samsung, you know, Best Buy store within a store. It's always a challenge, you know, and really when you think about who we are as a country and with those big brands, those are also the customers of those brands. So at McDonald's, I had the chance to do that. I never I had been able to do before, but also there was really a blank slate. So it was, how would you create a framework that didn't rely on recruiters, really, or deep teams, because we are everywhere, and the restaurant managers are the ones who really are also serving as recruiters.
So really finding ways to automate recruiting in a way that would add value for the company. Interesting. And as you look out, what do you think McDonald's main challenge from a recruiting point of view is going forward over the next few months?
I would say that as the system that we built, Olivia powered McHire recruiting and onboarding platform, as that is deploying across the system, I think it's really going to be a bit on its way. So we're already starting to see in the 7,000 restaurants where McHire is live, the staffing gap is closing. And so it's when you can craft and design a candidate-centric, but also a hiring manager-centric solution, and then you build in the decision rules for the best and experience, the pleasant nudges to move things along in the process, and infusing hospitality and brand voice along the way. Then where humans come into play, that's where you can really pour in and devote your attention to give a high touch experience.
That's pretty fascinating. And so you're really talking about, when you talk about 7,000 restaurants, you're talking at scale. I mean, that's not just, let's experiment in two stores in Okefenokee.
Yes, we were experimenting in several hundred and then 1,000 restaurants. And the demand has been so great by the franchisee community. We're seeing the time to have an interview scheduled in a matter of hours. We're seeing time to hire and actually having a start date in 4 or 5 days. And all of this is happening while the restaurant managers are doing their job, managing the restaurant, speaking with customers, coaching employees, or sleeping. So it's been great, and we expect to be awfully close to all 14,000 by the end of Q1.
Wow, that's a pretty amazing and pretty aggressive schedule. So that's powerful. So last question: what other than, you know, your job, and obviously that's a pretty fascinating job that you have, what kind of floats your boat? What interests you either in family or how you pay back or things that you like to do? What's that about?
Well, I think that, you know, where we spend our time career-wise, we spend so much time, energy, and identity in it that for me, that becomes my mission field. So I think of it as the work that we do, and when we craft the right frameworks and the right experiences, we are removing obstacles to employment for folks. And in that, with a brand like McDonald's, that means that with English Under the Arches, someone can come into McDonald's and learn English as a second language as a benefit and be able to grow. Many people come and they benefit from our Archways to Opportunity tuition assistance program. So being a part of making the American dream come to life, that for me is extremely rewarding in terms of my time with McDonald's.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. I love it. That's great. You make a difference in a lot of lives just by what you do. So thank you very much. Appreciate the time. I know, you know, it's a great opportunity for us as a community of TA leaders to kind of share how we see the kind of window of hiring from each of these different kinds of companies. So I really appreciate that. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the CXR channel. Please subscribe to CXR on your favorite podcast resource and leave us a review while you're at it. Learn more about CXR at our website, cxr.works, facebook.com and twitter.com/careercrossroads, and on Instagram @careerxroads. We'll catch you next time.